This audio is brought to you by CEOPodcast.com, powered by CBNation.co and Blue16 Media. We're increasing the business success rate. To get more information, resources, and more, visit our community. The Freelancer Generation. Why startups and enterprises need to pay attention, TechCrunch. Gone are the days of the 40-hour work week that kept us at work 8 hours a day. I find that most startup founders or business owners in Silicon Valley work 50 to 60 hours a week. Freelancing is becoming the accepted norm of the startup world. As more startups are starting to use the millions of freelancers, it's driving more and more people to join the freelancer generation. Regardless if you're a startup or enterprise, it's in your best interest to pay attention to the freelance movement if you want to succeed in this new economy. For business owners like myself, especially startups, freelancers offer a wide range of benefits that most full-time employees don't. For starters, freelancers understand the everyday tasks and challenges that business owners face. They're at least somewhat familiar with everything from bookkeeping, billing, branding, marketing, and engaging an audience on social media. Because freelancers are their own bosses, they're completely aware of these tasks and how important they are for the success of a business. Finally, freelancers can help reduce costs. No matter the size of your business, the bottom line is always a concern. Freelancers can be a more affordable option than hiring a full-time employee. Remember, most freelancers work from home. You don't have to train them. They'll generally accept projects cheaper than salaried employees, and you don't have to worry about taxes or retirement plans. Read more. The Freelancer Generation. Why Startups and Enterprises Need to Pay Attention, TechCrunch. Read more posts. 101 Tools to Grow Your Business in 2016, Search Engine Journal. I have compiled a list of 101 tools I believe can make a big difference in the vast majority of businesses. Chances are you are using some of them already. Maybe you will find some more to add today, or even a tool that seamlessly connects all the tools you have been using. The list is based on my personal experience as well as popularity among businesses. Is it ever okay to finance a startup with home equity? Fox Small Business. Different types of businesses, at different stages of business development, call for different funding solutions. Drawing down funds from a home equity loan to invest in a startup is a riskier investment move than using home equity funds as an emergency source of capital for businesses that generate revenues from a reliable customer base. Here are the factors every entrepreneurial homeowner should think about before turning to a home to fund a new business. 5 actionable ways to reduce the running cost of your startup, tech.co. It's very essential for startups to run on a budget because it enables them to save for unexpected costs, helps them meet their financial goals, and provides room for expansion. So if you're just starting out, these are 5 actionable ways which you can reduce the running cost of your startup, with a view to maximizing profit. We hope you enjoyed this audio. Subscribe to our newsletter at cbnation.co/newsletter.